Bava Metzia, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Metzia Bavli, Daf Tes, we begin in Yerushalmi, on Daf Beis Amad Beis, at the Mishnah, Raya Metzia. Raya Metzia, Renafalai, Aleha, Uva Achev Echzigba, Zezhechzigba, Zachaba. If a person saw a hefka, and mean an ownerless item, and he fell on it, and another person came and took hold of it, a second person acquires it. Ra Oisan, Ratzin Acha Hametzia, Acha Svi Shavu, Acha Gozle Shiloi Pirchu, Vama Zachali Sadi, Zachsloi. If he saw people chasing after a hefka item, after a lame deer, or after young chicks that can't fly, and he said that his field should acquire for him, then those things are acquired to him. Hayat Svi Ratz Kedar Koi, Osho Hayu A Gozle Sma Frichin, Vama Zachali Sadi, Leia Maklum. If he was chasing a deer that was running normally, or chicks that could fly, and he said that his field should acquire for him, he hasn't said anything at all. His field cannot acquire for him in that case. And the Gemara says, "Veshokish Amar Abakoyin Baldelaya Adam Zochav Metzia Besich Dalad Amos Shaloi." Veshokish tells us that Abakoyin Baldelaya used to say that a man can acquire a hefka item when it's within 4 amos of him. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Vehu Shetipol Lesech Yodoi. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says only when it actually comes into his hand. Masnisa Pliga Arish Lokish. We have a question against Arish Lokish from a Mishnah in Meseches Peah. Notar Mixas Apeah V'Zorak Bashar Ein Loi Boklum. If a poor man took a small amount of Peah produce, which is a corner of the field that left for the poor, and he threw it on the rest of the Peah as a way of acquiring those, claiming ownership on them, he has not made any acquisition at all. So that's a question against Reish Lakish, who said that his 4 amos around him would acquire for him. Ama, so he answered Reish Lakish, Tipate, B'shaloi Ama, Yizkuli, B'dalad Amos Shali. The answer is because he didn't say that he wanted his 4 amos to acquire for him. And the Gemara asks as well, the latter part of the Mishnah says there that if he fell on the payer or he spread his garment over it, we remove him from there and allow others to acquire it. We can answer here as well, we can give the same answer. It was because he didn't say that he wanted his 4 amos to acquire for him. And the Gemara asked a question, V'atani Rebchia, Rebchia taught in Abaisa, Shnehem Shehayu Miskadshim Ba'oimeh U'ba'oni V'chatvim L'faneyem Zachaboy. If there were 2 poor men fighting over a sheaf of wheat, and a 3rd one came and grabbed it, he acquires it. So the Gemara answers there, Oidi B'shalei Omar Yizkuli B'dalad Amos Shali. We can give the same answer, that it was because he didn't say that he wanted his 4 amos to acquire for him, and that's why neither the first 2 poor people acquired it. Ask the Gemara a question from our Mishnah about Taninan. If a person saw a hefker item and he fell on it and another person came and took hold of it, the second one acquires it. And the Gemara also answers, the case there is because he didn't say that he wanted his 4 amos to acquire for him. And ask the Gemara another kasha about Taninan. We have a Mishnah in Maseches Gittin that says, Kovla Mugureshes. Kovloi, Eina Mugureshes, Mechse Lemechse, Mugureshes Ve'Eina Mugureshes. If a woman was standing in a Roshus Harabim, a public domain, and he threw to her her get, if it landed closer to her, she's divorced. If it was closer to him, she's not divorced. If it was equidistant, she's doubtfully divorced. And the Gemara answers, Chizkia Amar, Bescha Halavla Hi Masnisa. That the Mishnah here is referring to the responsibility to pay for the sofer to write a new get that has to be written, whether it's him, whether it's her, or whether both of them, they have to equally pay for this new document because the old one was not valid. I ask the Gemara a question against Rabbi Yochanan. Hativun v'akasiv v'ani bo'ini achinosi v'goyme. The pasuk says that David HaMelech said to his son Shlomo, when commanding him to build the temple, it says in Divrei Hayomim, Aleph, in Perek Chof Beis, in Pasuk Yudalah, behold, in my poverty, I have prepared gold and silver for the temple of Hashem. So the Gemara says, Vehichi, what was the case over there, Im b'nesunim b'seich yodoi, Ashehu, Im b'she'enim nesunim b'seich yodoi, Yesh Adam Makdish Dava Shena Shaloi, Havaime Benasirim Besich Dalad Amos Shaloi. If all of the money used to produce the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash was in his hands, then he was already rich. And if it was not in his hands, how could he consecrate them for the Beis HaMikdash? And therefore it shows that they must have been within Dalad Amos of David HaMelech in order for him to be able to acquire. And the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Avin, Ma'u ba'oini shein ashirus lifnei misha amar v'haya oilam." What is the meaning of the word "in my poverty"? Says Rabbi Avin, "There's no concept of wealth before the Creator of the world." Another explanation of the word "ba'oini" in my poverty, that unlike other kings, David HaMelech would fast and consecrate his meal to Hashem, and the word should be read "be'inuyi" in my affliction, rather "ba'oini" in my poverty. In my affliction, meaning that he was fasting.